This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Multiple news agencies are reporting the U.S. Navy said that two oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman near the strategic Strait of Hormuz were reportedly attacked Thursday, with one adrift and one on fire amid heightened tensions between Washington and Tehran and a high-stakes visit by the Japanese Prime Minister to Iran. Benchmark Brent crude spiked 4% in trading following the reported attack to over $62 a barrel, according to early market figures on Thursday. Two members of President Trump's administration have been called out by Congress for refusing to hand over documents to opposition Democratic lawmakers investigating a question about citizenship on next year's once-a-decade U.S. Census.
The Committee on Oversight and Reform hereby adopts this report recommending that the Attorney General William Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross be held in contempt of the Congress of the United States of America.
That's Representative Elijah Cummings. But as AP Sagar Magani reports, the administration says it has a right to do so.
The Justice Department says the president's asserting executive privilege so the administration can first review the documents. Democrats like Elijah Cummings worry the citizenship question will keep many in immigrant-heavy areas from taking part in the census.
The census is critical to our democracy.
But the GOP's Jim Jordan says there's another key question.
Why don't the Democrats want to know how many citizens are in the country?
The administration says it's already turned over more than 17,000 pages of documents and was working to produce more, but will now stop. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Hong Kong authorities were shutting government offices in the city's financial district for the rest of the week after a day of violence over an extradition bill that would send people to mainland China for trial. Early Thursday, just a handful of protesters remained milling about as a widespread cleanup around the city's legislature took place. This is VOA News. During a White House meeting with the visiting Polish president, U.S. President Donald Trump announced he's considering permanently placing additional U.S. military personnel in Poland.
They're talking about 2,000 troops, but we'd be taking them out of Germany or we'd be moving them from another location. It would be no additional troops to Europe.
Poland has pledged to contribute at least $2 billion to place permanent U.S. forces and assets in the country to deter possible Russian aggression. Mr. Trump is also hailing Poland's decision to purchase 32 or 35 of the latest model of the F-35 fighter jets from the United States. Police in the Dominican Republic say more people than first thought were involved in the shooting of former Boston Red Sox star David Ortiz. AP's Ed Donahue.
Five people have been detained. Chief Prosecutor Jean Alain Rodriguez says the alleged shooter has been identified as Rolfi Ferrari, a.k.a. Sandy. Witnesses say the shooting at a Santo Domingo bar was carried out by two men on a motorcycle and two other groups of people in cars. Police say the coordinator of the attack was offered about $7,800 to carry out the shooting, and the alleged coordinator was among the suspects in custody. Rodriguez did not talk about a motive. Meantime, David Ortiz's wife says the man known as Big Poppy is in guarded condition at a Boston hospital. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Saudi-led military coalition vowed to respond firmly to a missile attack by Yemeni Houthi forces on a civilian airport in southern Saudi Arabia on Wednesday that wounded 26 people. The Western-backed Sunni Muslim Alliance that has been battling the Iran-aligned Houthi movement in Yemen said that the early morning strike was proof of Iranian support for what it called cross-border terrorism. Russian police have detained opposition leader Alexei Navalny and hundreds of other people who attended a Moscow protest to call for retribution against police who allegedly framed a high-profile journalist. The OVD Info Group, which monitors political arrest, said police Wednesday detained at least 400 people, some of them by force. The group said that police began releasing some of those detainees while drawing up charges against the others. The unauthorized rally follows a surprise police decision to drop charges against journalists Ivan Gulunov, who was charged last week with drug dealing after police claimed to have found drugs in his apartment. Businesses have reopened and traffic is once again bustling on the streets of Khartoum as Sudan's opposition leaders ended their campaign of civil disobedience and strikes. Protesters and the country's military rulers are resuming talks aimed at returning Sudan to civilian rule. The army has been in control since longtime President Omar al-Bashir was ousted in April. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. Ooh, yeah, my mind.
Voice of America.
Hello, everybody. It's a pleasant day again, and welcome to the Super Show, the African beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will be coming to you again today. And so make sure you don't touch that dial. Let's make our first stop today, Cameroon. The sound of Papillon, and this is Jumba. And right after that, Amor Jacaba by Janja and Dito of Cape Verde. From Cape Verde to Tanzania, Bob Ahisha in Batoja. But let's get started with Jumba by Papillon of Cameroon.
Des internationales du maréchal Moutanguinha en avant. Amamambele mambo logeo nambo na mimiya seyaye. Amamambele mambo logeo nambo na mimiya seyaye. Mana mere mambo olungeo nambo na mini miya seya ye. Amamana mere mambo olungeo nambo na mini miya seya ye. Banango na mini miya mo iya banendera pinya benela bewande ere bena mumba. Barabara, le fils du maréchal, le cheval de base. Panangona mini mi amor, il y a barende la pina, bene la bewande, bene bena mumba, de wadama boy tenge, bate samambusa jombe, de jumbari boy tenge, banengere de mbungaye.
On ne peut vendre du luxe dans la poubelle. We'll be right back.
prossima intenta di Jean. Puta fan pompara, puta fan giacava, ma non storia già te un fin, no.
kwepe kwa bokadi shaba zuna ba kwepe kwa bokadi shaba kolo ba kwepe kwa bokadi shaba nyabi epe kwa bokadi shaba noba sepe kwa bokadi shola gilo ponto twempe na koyeta tuki mabele hanyanga
tuki mabele hanyanga
ee wa
Batuja by Bob Aisha of Tanzania. Before that, Amol Jakaba by Janja and Dito of Cape Verde. And then Jomba by Papillon of Cameroon. This is The African Beat. I'll be right back.
The Voice of America, VOA.
Welcome back to the show, and now the beat goes to Sierra Leone, AB for You in Crazy for You, courtesy of Paradise Records. And after that, South Africa is our next stop, Malaika in Amasilongo, and then to Zambia, Angela Nirenda in Tijobe Jobe. But first, I'm Crazy for You, AB for You from Sierra Leone.
I'm going crazy for you, baby.
I'm in room, I don't remember you. The way where you can hold me, anything we can do. Where you can tell me how you left me, how you know go on for left me. The left today, where I can remember, say you know the eating bomb in my heart. The way where we fast, you know be tell me you the go pass when I later I know. For say now, something I do or for say, now you not true. Gonna now I really know, say I default for you. My Jordy man by you.
Going crazy for you.
And now I really know, say I miss you.
Going crazy for you.
Sit down in my room, the member.
Going crazy for you.
Oh, how I miss you. I miss you.
Crazy, crazy. I'm going crazy for you, baby. Crazy, crazy. I'm going crazy.
Not a tell my member, back in September. Where we been for dumb, yeah for dumb. Bam bad weather, where you be hold me tight and make I feel right. You been kissing, rub me body, baby, all night. See where we not been the first, but sometimes they are regret you, I can left you. For all the thing that you can do, with you walk on a boat, you baby you say, I no go no. Keep it be end of motive with like a come on, just come on. Jordy man by you.
Going crazy for you.
And now I really know, say I didn't miss you.
Going crazy for you.
Sit down in my room, the member.
Going crazy for you.
Oh, how I miss you. I miss you.
Crazy, crazy. I'm going crazy for you, baby. Crazy, crazy. I'm going crazy.
Everything you do. Yeah, when I'm next to you, you make me hot, so baby, just come on. Get next to me and let's play on. You drive me crazy, that I must confess. And I'll never settle down for nothing less. You drive me crazy, that I must confess. And I'll never settle down for nothing less. Crazy for you, baby. I'm going crazy.
I miss you.
Crazy for you, baby. I'm going crazy.
See, I go to you Monday and you know day. I go to Tuesday, baby, and you know day. We are check Wednesday, baby, you know day. Thursday, I go day, and baby, you know day. Friday, I been the last day. Where I go day, baby, I check you now. You all say you know day. Waiting for say, eh, for say you don't run away.
if I don't know what I could do today. My joy demand by you.
Going crazy for you.
And now I really know, say I miss you.
Going crazy for you.
See, don't have me room, remember.
Going crazy for you.
Oh, how I miss you. I miss you.
African, African beats.
I love the African beat on the Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Jobe by Angela Nyirenda of Zambia. Before that, Amasilongo by Malaika of South Africa. And A Before You of Sierra Leone and Paradise Records in Crazy For You. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. I'm David Van here in Washington and I'll be right back.
The African Beat with music of Africa from the Voice of America. We love it.
You love it, we love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about the show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. This is Bonka by DJ Arafat of the Ivory Coast.
by DJ Arafat of the Ivory Coast.
African beats.
Ambassador of Uganda. And so stay close, I'll be right back, and when I come, we get the final tracks going. This is the African Beat, and I am David Vandy.
The Voice of America.
Welcome back, and this time music flows across the continent. Senegal is going to be our next stop. Abraham Pipo Diop in Barabamba, and right after that, Democratic Republic of Congo with Ngaite by Franco and Joski Kiambukuta. But first, Barabamba by Abraham Pipo Diop of Senegal.
Iman, mulwarara, Iman, mulwarara, Iman. Udu bate bari sangi bi la madoi lo.
But if you have a problem, we got the solution. And the solution is African Beat on the Voice of America. Stay tuned. I am Kate Turner from Enugu. I love African Beat on the Voice of America.
You don't have a problem. But if you really think you do, then we have the solution to your problem. And the solution is African Beat on the Voice of America. Monday through Friday with me, David Van.
Sherry Kaba, na kokiko kuma soba na yo. Sherry Kaba, nga nanula yo.
Franco and Joski Kiambukuta of the DRC, and before that, Barabamba by Abraham Pipo Diop of Senegal. Wow, I want to thank you again today for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. I am David Vanney here in Washington, saying bye-bye. Have a wonderful day.
Baby girl, I go give you money. Give it today, you go call me police. Hey, girl, I go give you.